When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first.
Oh. deliverances. You have done glorious things. You have done wonderful things, mighty God. You have done marvelous things. You have done glorious things. You have done wonderful things, mighty God.
Lift your voice and worship the Lord. Worship Him. Talk to Him. Say, Lord, you have done marvelous things for me. You have done glorious things. You have done wonderful things. Talk to Him. He's always at work. The Lord is always at work. Declare. Declare what He has done in your life. And declare what is about to do in your life. Declare it. The marvelous things He has done. Declare. 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 What has He done for you? Look at your life carefully. What has the Lord done for you? Declare those marvelous things. Declare those glorious things. Declare those wonderful things. Father, thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise and honor. You are God that marvels us with your works. You are God who does glorious things, Lord. You have done glorious things in our lives. You are God who does wonderful things. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. You are a wonderful God. Someone give God praise. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Even those ones who are watching online, talk to Him. Just remember what He has done for you. Some of you, He has saved your lives from sickness, from accident. Some of you, He has provided for you when actually, without His help, you would have been completely defeated. Some of you, He has granted you jobs. Some of you, has given you success in business. Some of you, He has changed your fortunes. There are many things that He has done for you. Some of you, He has blessed your children. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He has done marvelous things for you. He has done wonderful things for you. He's a God of wonders. He's a God of wonders. He's a God of wonders. He's a glorious God. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We give you glory and honor. We give you glory and honor, Lord. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are glorious. Talk to Him from your heart. Talk to Him. From your heart. Talk to Him from your heart. Father, we thank you. You are God of wonders. You are God of time. You are God of seasons. You are God who remembers the prayers of your people. You are God who intervenes. You are God who rescues. We have come to you this morning and we are looking at you, Lord, from that perspective that you are God of time, you are God of season, you are God who answers prayers, you are God who is faithful to your word, you are God who is true in every way, in whatever you have spoken, in whatever you have promised. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you. Holy Spirit, take us through this time. Take us through this time. Let us receive what you have packaged for us. And even whoever is listening to this message from online, Lord, let them receive what belongs to them. Be the Lord over this city and nation. Give us peace. Be the Lord over this continent of Africa. Be the Lord over the entire earth. Let your perfect will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. You are God who thwarts the enterprises of the wicked and fail their plan. Father, the enterprise of the wicked globally, thwart them and fail them. Thwart them in different arena against different groups of people and against this continent. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor, and we pray, Father, for sanity in many nations of the world, including Europe and America, for sanity. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that let the light of the gospel shine in the eastern world, shine everywhere. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let them shine. Let the gospel shine. The light of the gospel shine, even in our neighborhood here, even in our city and in our nation and in East Africa. Let it shine in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. You can take your seats. Let's clap for the ladies' choir, the women choir, our women choir. No, don't you see how smart these people are? Is that enough clap? Yeah, you better clap for them. Praise God. They're extremely smart in our national women attire. The Kumasi. That, by the way, that dress is unique to Uganda. That's our national women attire. Praise God. Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. You are most welcome for this service. I know the Lord will greatly bless you. And welcome back from the week of conference, Overturning Captivity Conference. We thank God for what he has done. And I want you to keep expecting. Praise God. The Lord is good. And all the time. Amen. Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. And I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, it is your time to receive favor from God. Turn to another one and say, it is my time to receive favor from God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You see, I want to give you this background, that God is a God of time. He's a God of season. God is always working. Jesus told it, the people were listening to him, that my Father is always working. My Father is always working. He told them. And let me tell you, there are times, special time that God has programmed for touching your life, for answering your prayers. They are there. We had this, we had Abraham. Look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. In fact, you begin from Noah. Noah waited for so long, and people began to mock him. That what you are saying is not going to come. Where is that God of yours who will rescue the world from our wickedness? Where is that God of yours? Who will rescue the world? They were so wicked. And God had decided to pass judgment on the world because of that wickedness. But time came when God told Noah to enter the ark. And he himself shut the door from outside. Praise God. By the time people realized that God was waiting for a time and was patient with them, it was too late. It was too late. But the Bible says Noah was saved. Him and his family. He was saved. He was delivered. And then we had Abraham. God called Abraham and said, come, I will take you to a land, I will show you. And there, I will bless you and make your name great. I will make your name great, and nations will come out of you. He told him, I will make you a great nation. And he didn't have a child. He did not have a child. But God called him, and he obeyed. Leave your father's house. Leave your land. Leave your father's house. Come, I will take you to a land I will show you. And the man obeyed. At 75 years, it's not easy for someone at 75 years to accept to be disturbed and to move away. It's not easy. But he had. When this God speaks to you, you better hear. I say you better hear. And it took 25 years for Sarah to get a son. 1 year before that time, he went and he told. He was passing by. He was passing by. And going to Sodom. God had sent angels to go and investigate the uproar against Sodom. What is going on? Just like now. Sometimes when we look at what is going on in the United States, you say, what? How confused is the leadership of this nation? The problem is not the people. A group of leaders so confused that you wonder, are they on earth? Where are they? Where are they living? They only glorify terrible things. They don't care about their children. Anything that makes people suffer, they support it. Even Europe. How do you tell people not to produce? And they're selling this agenda even in Africa. Family planning, abortion. Now they don't have people. They don't have people. That's why some of them are fighting for immigrants to come. You block the people from coming, you die off. You see, listen carefully, ladies. Any population in which the birth rate for every woman on average drops below 2 children per woman, that population dies out. Give it time. Because the number of people who are dying will not be replaced by the number of people who are being given birth to. So you die off whether you want it or not. Some places in Europe, they have empty houses now. They're asking people to go there, to migrate to there. And let me tell you, in the US, out of every 5 black pregnancies, 4 are aborted. They are sponsored. It's against the blacks. Abortion was organized for the blacks by a woman called Margaret. These very things here women ran for. The marriage stops. Those are the agents. Planned Parenthood. Have nothing to do with them. Don't listen to their gender. Those fellows will suffer. I don't know how they will reverse that crisis. At the same time, when you flood the people, you allow people to come in anyhow. They are in a hard place, between a rock and a hard place. Both alternatives, there's no good thing that is coming out of it. You allow people to come, you allow only wrong people to come and mess up your population. You stop them, you are dying also off. You just look at that kind of situation. Look. You see? So let me tell you, God has a time. Abraham stayed for 25 years. A year before, God did for him a miracle and answered his prayer and his promise. They were going to investigate what was happening in Sodom. 3 angels came. They passed by Abraham, said, we cannot leave Abraham. We need to let him know about what we are going to do so that he can teach his children. I want you to mark that. So that he can teach his children about the way of the Lord. So they sat there. They would have even gone. He said, no, don't go. I want to give you something. Abraham gave a seed to them. He slaughtered a young goat. And because of that, God said, by next time, by the same time next year, Sarah will have a son. And Sarah was in the tent listening. She laughed. She was already very old, coming to 90 years. She was 90 years because she had a child at 90. She was, I think, in 89 years. And she laughed You said, why is Sarah laughing? Yes, she'll have a child. So there's a set time. I will return. Let me tell you, your set time has come. I don't know how long you have been praying. Listen, this is a prophetic word for you. This is not just a regular preaching. This is a prophetic word. The Lord has told me to tell you that your set time has come. And indeed, Sarah had a son. Sarah had a son. You can go throughout the Bible. You find it there. Look at the story of John. There was this Anna. Anna had a co-wife, Penina. Had a lot of... She suffered in the hand of Penina, who had many children and Sarah didn't have any. Let me tell you, co-wives can become very cruel. They can become very cruel. Praise God. But let me tell you, Sarah got a child. Not only one, several. Not only several, but the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets, Samuel, was given birth to by Anna. Let me tell you, your Samuel is on the way. So let's look at the word. Let's look at what the Lord is telling us. The word that the Lord has given us. Time to receive favor has come. Time to receive favor has come. Your time to receive favor has come. What is favor? Favor is an act of kindness beyond what is due. Beyond what is due or usual. Or usual. Favor is an act of kindness beyond what is usual. Favor is an approval. It's an approval. But an act of kindness beyond what is due or what is usual. Let me tell you, we have a God. We have a God. He has chosen to show you kindness that is abnormal. I say God has decided that time has come to show you kindness that is unusual. Kindness that is unusual. He is going to do for you something that you have never seen before. Is going to act and do for you something that you never thought would happen. Let me tell you, your destiny is in your mouth. So you better learn how to agree with what God is saying by saying amen. Let's look at Psalms. Let's look at Psalms. Psalms 102 verse 13. It is 102 verse 13. The people on the machine correct it. It is 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise, I'm reading from KJV, and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor, the set time is come. Thou shalt arise. Look at that language. It emphasizes God's intention to rise. To rise. Thou shalt arise. This is talking about God's intervention. Let me tell you, in life, there are things that will never change unless God stands up to change it. Listen carefully. There are things that will never change unless God gets up to change it. God is telling you that He's getting up for you. He's getting up to deal with that situation in your life. I don't know what situation it is, what situation you are dealing with, and you are almost giving hope. I don't know. It may be about your children. It may be about your own life. It may be in the area of finance. It may be in the area of job. It may be in the area of health. But let me tell you, it's time for Him to intervene has come. Amen. There are things that requires God action. The time for Him to act has come. The time for Him to act has come. Amen. Thou shalt arise and have mercy and have compassion and have sympathy. Sympathy. This mercy is the stronger part of Israel about sympathy. It's about compassion. There's mercy, which is not being given the punishment you deserve. But there's also mercy that is sympathy, sympathetic pity. Sympathetic pity. Let me tell you, you may think that no one cares about you. People have abandoned you. They cannot help you. The people you had hopes in cannot help you. There's nothing that someone can do for you. And you have been wondering whether God has also forgotten you. But God is saying, time has come for me to act. I'm going to show you sympathy. I'm going to show you pity. I'm concerned about the suffering you are going through. I'm concerned about what the challenges you have had for so long. Praise God. That is what happened when God's people were in Egypt for 400 years. 400 years they were in Egypt suffering. They were enslaved there. Then one day, when he met Moses, he said, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Let me tell you, you are going today. You are leaving. Time has come for you to leave. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Let me tell you, time has come for you to worship God in a new way. Because he has decided to come and do for you something. He has decided to intervene in the misfortune you have been experiencing, the suffering you have been experiencing, the challenge you have been experiencing. Something is being done about it. God is risen. God is risen. God is risen. Your life won't remain the same. They suffered. And the messenger came. Me, I know when God is about to do something. I know in my spirit. I know because he gives me the word. You better connect to this word. You better allow this word to sink in your spirit. Praise God. He sent Moses and Aaron to talk to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, who is that God? But he didn't know what kind of God he was dealing with. Let me tell you, your time has come. Time has come for God to show you mercy. Thou shalt arise and have mercy and have compassion upon Zion. Upon Zion, you are God's child. Time has come for him to visit his church. Time has come for him to visit his people wherever they are. It doesn't matter what has caused you to get stuck in life, but your time has come. God says your time has come. God says your time has come. Your time has come. The time to favor Zion has come. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yeah, the set time is come. The time to favor. The time to approve her. The time to support her. The time. Favor. Church, favor. It's a big thing. It's a big word. It's a big word. The time to favor. Favor comes out of grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is the help that only God can give you. And so favor comes out of the grace of God. God is saying, look, the time to favor you has come. Favor is a liking for somebody. God is telling you that, look, I love you. Look, I like you. Look, I'm going to treat you in a special way. I'm going to deal with you in a special way. Why? Because of his son. Because of his son. Because you have his son. Because of the grace available through Christ to everybody who cares to take note of that grace. At times, even because of his kindness, his goodness, because of that, he acts. He said, the time has come. Yeah? Favor is also an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. Favor is special benefits or blessings. I don't know what you need from God. Pastor Ben, I don't know what you need from God. But he says the time to bless you in a special way has come. I said the time for God to bless you in a special way has come. That time has come. Because of his favor, he wants to do for you and grant you benefits that you have never seen before. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. For the time to favor, the set time, the appointed time. Let me tell you, there's a specific time when God does certain things. It is in his calendar. It's not in your calendar. Not in anybody's calendar. God has decided that this is time for him to act. He has decided that he's going to intervene in your life. He has decided that there's something special that he's going to do about your situation, about your condition, about the challenge, about the suffering, about what is at your hand, about that mountain. There's something that is standing before you. There's something that he's going to do about it. He has appointed a time for his blessing, a time for his intervention, a time that cannot be delayed. I said, there's no more delay. God is saying that nobody can delay it. The devil cannot delay it. The witches cannot delay it. The foundation cannot delay it. There's nothing that will delay. The economy cannot delay it. Your neighbor who hates you cannot delay it. The witches who have records about you cannot delay it. I said nothing can delay it. Hell cannot delay it. Hell cannot delay it. Oh, that time has come for your healing. That time has come for you to have that baby. That time has come for you to receive your healing. That time for deliverance has come. That time for you to buy that land has come. That time for you to enter that business has come. That time for you to have that capital has come. That time for your enemy to be beaten back has come. That time for victory has come. Your time for celebration has come. Your time for celebration has come. Nobody can delay it. Nobody can stop it. That time has come. That time has come. The time for God's intervention. The time cannot be delayed. That time, nobody can delay it. In the mighty name of Jesus. No one can delay it. No one can stop it. That time has come. The time for you to have that job has come. The time for you to be vindicated has come. You have been accused for a long time, but let me tell you, God will vindicate you. You have been wondering why God, whether God is just, whether God is fair, but the time for him to show you justice has come. You have been wondering, is this God caring? Let me tell you, the time for him to show you that he cares has come. That time has come. That time has come. No evil dream can change it. No evil dream can delay it. In the name of Jesus. No plan of the enemy can stop it. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you. God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go so that they may worship me. He told them. He told him to tell him. But he ignored it. Even after he had accepted, he followed these people to take them back into captivity. Let me tell you, no one will take you back into captivity after this time. I say after this time, no one will take you back into captivity. Let me tell you, God is a God of history. God is the one who changes the story of people. Your story is changing. Your story is changing because the set time has come. Your story is changing. The story of your marriage is changing. The story of your husband is changing. The story of your children is changing. The story of your wife is changing. Yes, your story is changing. So let my people go so that they may worship. He ran after them. And they were at the Red Sea. It looked like there was no way. I want to tell you, Brother Charles, you may be at your Red Sea. But remember the first Red Sea, God opened a way for it. God will open a way for you. The set time has come. God will open a way for you. I don't care what where you are. You may be at your Red Sea. And Pharaoh is pursuing you. But because the set time has come, you can never be taken back into captivity.
I say you can never be taken back into captivity. And God told Moses, why do you cry to me? Lift up the rod over the sea. And when he did that, the water parted and they went into the sea. They went on dry ground into the sea. Elder Jacob, they went into the sea. You may be at your Red Sea. There's a God of miracles. Someone, I'm telling you, there's a God of miracles. He has decided to act on your behalf. That miracle that you have waited for so many years, the time has come for you to experience it. Let me tell you, church, there are times when only God can change your situation. And let me tell you, and when that time comes, no one can stop him. Nobody can stop him. Nobody can stop him. Remember what the Bible says. Christ is seated on a throne in deep heaven in charge of running the universe. From galaxies to governments. From galaxies to governments. And he has the last word over everything. God has decided to have the last word over your issue. God has decided to have the last word over your child. God has decided to have the last word over your finances. God has decided to have the last word over your marriage. No one can delay it. No one can stop it. Because that time has come. That time has come, church. The time for you to celebrate has come. The time for God to be glorified in your life has come. I want us to look at John 1:14 and then verse 16 in Amplified Version. As we revise the prophetic word for this year. And the word, which is Christ, became flesh, human, became incarnate. It came in a bodily form and tabernacled. He fixed his tent of flesh and lived among us. He lived among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty. Such glory as only begotten son receives from his father. Full of grace and truth. Full of favor. Full of loving kindness. For out of his fullness, out of abundance, his abundance, we have all received. All had a share. And we are all supplied with one grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon favor. And gift upon gift. Praise God. Just look at how the Amplified Version puts it. This word was given to us for this year. And the word, that is Christ, became flesh. Human, incarnate. And tabernacle. He came and lived among us. And not only that, Christ is inside your heart. For those who don't have Christ in their hearts now, you can ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. That is all you need. That is all you need. Because he's the source of grace and truth. He's the source of favor. Is the source of favor. When the Lord says that your time for favors come, the source is Christ. The source is Jesus. Is the source of favor. And let me tell you, church, you know, grace and truth. Truth is his word. Your Savior actually is another name for him is truth. The name for Jesus is truth. That's why you need to walk in truth. That's why you need to live in truth. That's why you need to speak the truth. Very, very important. So that you align with the truth. When you align with the truth, things happen. Things happen. So, truth is the way that grace follows. Truth, God's word. Grace follows God's word. And when he follows his word, What people will see is the glory of God. Grace upon grace. Gift upon gift. Let me tell you, the time for God to bless you has come. The set time has come. No one will stop that blessing. And we are told that out of his fullness, is full of truth, is full of grace and truth. Out of that fullness, we have all received. Let me tell you, there's a package for you. And the set time is now. You have to receive that package. There's a package for you. A package for you. There's a package for you. And we are told that he has blessed us with one spiritual blessing after another, with favor upon favor, and with gift upon gift, gift heaped upon another gift, grace upon grace. You received help before. You received many help from God, and now God has decided that there is a big help that is bringing you away. There's another help that will change your story that is bringing you away. There's another help that will enable people to see his glory upon your life, to see his glory upon your life and upon your situation. You know, the word glory means is weighty importance. God is heavy. God is so valuable that you cannot quantify him financially. But once his glory touches your life, that importance that is due to him rubs on you, your story changes. Your story is changing. I say your life is changing. When your story changes, your life also changes. When your title changes, your life also changes. Someone's title is changing. You are about to be known as a married lady. You are about to be known as a married man. You are about to be known as a billionaire for Christ. You are about to be known as a multiple landlord. You are about to be promoted. Amen. You are about to receive your promotion. In fact, you are receiving it in this very service here. This is your time. I said, this is your time. For out of his fullness, we have all received, all had a share, and we are all supplied with one grace after another. One grace after another. That is glory. Let me tell you, the prophetic word for this year is very clear. It's the year of manifestation of his glory. In this 11th month, the glory of God will manifest in your situation. You will see glory. You will see the glory of God. Grace after grace. Grace after grace. Grace after grace. The number 11 represents a turning point. A turning point. You have reached a turning point in your life. Because God has decided to intervene. God has decided to act. Deaconess Annette, you have reached a turning point in your life. A turning point. Tell your neighbor, you have reached a turning point. Those who are watching online, you have reached your turning point. Nothing will remain the same. Tell your neighbor, I've reached my turning point. With one favor upon favor. Favor upon favor. God has released favor upon favor. Grace upon grace in my life. Grace upon grace. Gift heaped upon gift. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. And in RSV, that is a version, verse 16 puts it this way, John 1:16. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Gift upon gift. We have all received it. Let me tell you, if you don't see, if you don't, you are not alerted, it is easy to miss it. That's why God has come to give you this word. So that you can see it. So that you can take it by faith. So that you can take it. Sister Grace, you will see all your daughters and son married. You will see all of them married. You will see what you have never seen before happened in your life. What you have never happened is happened in your family in the past. You will see it happening in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him for the time He has ordained to change your life. Let's get up and pray that prayer. Say, Lord, my set time has come. Lord, thank you. Because my set time has come. The time for you to change my life has come. The time for you to change my life has come. You have decided to intervene. You have decided to step into my situation. Lord, you have decided to step into my situation. You are stepping into my situation right now. Lord, you are stepping into my situation right now. You are stepping into the financial situation I'm experiencing. You are stepping into my life right now. Something is changing, Lord. Your healing is touching my body. Your healing is touching my body. The power of death is broken. The power of cancer is broken. You are stepping in this situation. You are stepping into the situation where I've been jobless for years. You are stepping in the situation where my business has been stuck for years. Declare it. Speak. What is God stepping into? Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Declare it. Say that set time has come. The time to favor me. The time to favor me. The time to enable me to receive the blessing that you have for me. The time to show me kindness has come. Lord, the time to show me kindness has come. The time to end my suffering has come. Declare it. You know it is you who knows what you have been going through for years. Abraham knew what he went through. It is you who knows what you are going through. And that the Lord has come to bring it to an end. Maybe you are a student and things are not moving on well. Declare it. Say, Lord, the time for you to change. My life has come in the area of my studies. The time for you to open up my mind has come. The time for you to release me from unseen hands that has hampered my progress in my education has come. That time has come. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. The time to favor you has come. Say, the time to favor me has come. Talk to the Lord. Talk to Him. The set time has come. The set time has come. For you to favor me. The set time has come. The set time has come. The set time. I want you to pray a very fiery prayer. The time for you to support me has come, Lord. The time for you to show me kindness has come. I thank you for your word. I take it, Lord. The time for you to give me special blessings has come.
Yes.
No one can stop me.
My time,
no one
time.
Can stop you, Lord. No one can stop my blessing.
In the name of Jesus.
No one can stop your intervention. No one can delay it.
In the name of
no
Jesus.
One can delay
no one can delay me.
This
not
is the same
devil,
time.
Not the devil, not
this
demons,
is
not
my
witchcraft.
Time.
It is my time. In
this
the name
is
of
my
Jesus.
Time.
It is my set time. Malibro shikata la bariko tata tata. It is my set time in the name of Jesus. Rekoshakata la broko shikete teke teke. Somebody declare. Rekoshakata kataka. It is my set time. Makota libro shikata ya. Rekote teke 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 teke.
The set time for the project to take off. For the project to take off. For the kingdom house to take off. The set time has come. For what has to be paid for, to be paid for in full.
The set time has come for you to be promoted. My set time has come.
Pray. This is the set time for God to bless you.
your home.
For God to bless your home.
Time. La prekozakateke. Rekotakatakataka.
This is the same time. That cancer cannot stay. That tumor cannot stay. That heart condition cannot stay. Something is happening. The set time has come. The set time has come for a miracle healing to take place. The set time has come
to receive my miracle. To receive my healing. La prokozaka. Rakatakataka. Rekotaya. Reketeketeke. To receive my blessing. It is my set time. Rakataya. Rekotekotekoteke. Le prekozakataka. Rakatatatatatatatatatata. La prekozeketeke. Rekotekataka. Lakataka.
No one can stop me.
Reketeketeke.
No one can delay it.
No one can stop me. No one can stop me. Rakataya. Rakataya.
The set time has come.
Rekoteke.
For that money. For that money to come into your heart. For that finances to come into your heart.
The set time has come for billions to flow. Ranta.
For billions to
come. No devil can stop it.
Yes.
No demon can stop it. No.
The set time has come for justice. For justice to be done in your life. For justice to be done. For God to vindicate you. For His miracles to happen.
To show up.
God is showing up. God is showing up. God is showing up in your situation. God is showing up. Arise, Lord, arise, 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 arise.
He's arising.
Yes. Arise, Lord, arise. Arise on my behalf. Decline. Arise on my behalf.
Arise in my favor.
Arise in my favor.
Arise in my favor. Show up, oh God. Show up, oh God. Show up, oh God. In this case, tell God to show up. Tell him to show up in that matter as starting your children, in that matter as concerning your life.
Arise! I've changed my business. Arise, Lord! I've released my business. This is the time. This is the time.
Arise!
Break every barrier. Break every barrier. Oh, whatever has been hidden in my life, let it come. My finances are coming. My finances are flowing. My finances are flowing.
For you say,
arise, Lord. Arise.
That we concern.
Arise.
Arise, O God.
Arise.
Show up.
Arise.
Show up in your power.
Arise.
Show up in your might.
Get me out. Out of death. Out of death. Out of death. Time for me to walk out. Time for me to walk out as come. He said it.
The God of justice, arise.
Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Time has come. God has come to set you free. Free from bondage. Free from death. Yes. He's at you right now. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. He told Pharaoh, let my people go. Let my people go. The time for you to start a new journey has come. The time has come. The time has come.
The time to favor.
You cannot
told them, I give you favor in the sight of the Egyptians. You will get grand borrow from them.
They will see it.
They will see
your glory. They will see your glory. Oh yes. Declare it. The enemies will see his glory. The enemies will see his glory in your life. Oh yes. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Declare it. My story is changing. The story of our church is changing. The story of our church is changing. The story of our project is changing.
In your mouth, the time for God to put laughter in your mouth has come. And Sarah said, the Lord has put good laughter in my mouth. That's why he named him Isaac.
Time has come for you to laugh. Time has come for you to laugh. Time has come for you to laugh. Time has come for you to celebrate victory. Time has come. Time has come. Time has come. Time has come.
Yes, they say time has come. La broko seketeke reko shaka.
Time has come
rakotaya
for you to take the kind of money that you have never touched before.
Reko shaka.
Time has come for you to finish your project. For you to finish your project. Time has come for you to build a home for yourself. Time has come for you to buy that land. Time has come for you to buy that car. Time has come for you to have that capital. Time has come for you to enter that business. Time has come. They said time has come because God has decided to act and he has told your captain, let my people go. 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 Whether they want it or not, whether they want it or not, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Yes, yes, yes. The time has come for God to deliver your mind. God to deliver your mind. That madness, that madness, that madness cannot stay. That mental condition cannot stay. Yes, something is happening in your life because it is God's set time. The time to see his favor. The time to experience his favor has come. Has come. Not only come, has come.
Somebody pray and declare, it is the season, it is your time. Rekoteke le prekozaka rakotaya 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 rekoteke, let him manifest his glory. Rakataya rakoteke rekozata rakotaya.
Receive that healing. Receive that healing.
Zakoteke.
Receive that deliverance. Receive that miracle. Receive it. Receive it. Receive that healing for your loved ones. Receive your miracle in the job arena. You may be in a foreign country. Receive your delivery. Let your story change. Let your story change. This is what God has decided to act. Be set free from the power of witchcraft. Be set free from your foundation. From your foundation. Be set free from witchcraft power. Let the fire of the Lord judge your enemies. Let the fire of the Lord judge your enemies. The forces, the chains that has held you, let it break. The covenant that has held you, it is breaking and scattering. Yes, let the altars that has held you break and scatter. Break and scatter. The same time has come for God to favor you. Let them break and scatter. Let them break and scatter. Let them break and scatter. Let them break and scatter.
They're breaking.
Let them break and scatter.
They're breaking.
Your promotion cannot be held back. Cannot be held back. Cannot be held back. This is your time. This is your time. This is time. No one can delay. No spell can delay. Every spell is broken. Your season has changed. Your season has changed. Because God has arisen. God has intervened. Your season has changed. He has intervened. He has intervened. Yes. Wherever you are, whether you are in Kampala, whether you are in New Zealand, whether you are in Uganda, whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Nairobi, your season has changed. The set time has come.
Yeah.
The set time has come. Whether you are in Saudi Arabia, whether you are in Middle East, whether you are in Israel, whether you are in Europe, whether you are in America, whether you are in China, whether you are in Australia, your set time has come. Whether you are in South America, your set time has come. Your set time has come. Let the favor of God change your story. Let the favor of God cause you to receive. Let the favor of God change your story. Let the favor of God change your story. Let your miracle come. Let the power of God touch you now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Just lift up your hands and begin to thank God for your answer. Begin to thank God. Even those who are watching online, tell him, say, Lord, I thank you because my season has changed. Thank you for my promotion, for the healing of my brother, for the healing of my cousin. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my womb, for releasing my womb. Thank you, Lord, for releasing my womb. Thank you, Lord, that the siege is over. The siege is over. Thank you, Lord, the gates of prison have opened for me. The iron bars are broken. Thank you, Lord, that the Pharaoh, my Pharaoh, is drawn in the sea. Thank you, Lord, that my time to worship you in a new way has come. Because you said it, let my people go so that they may worship me. He has intervened in your situation. He has intervened in your life. Father, I want to thank you for your people who are here. I want to thank you for your people who are online. I want to thank you for your intervention. I want to thank you for your favor. I want to thank you that their stories are changed. We give you all the glory and the honor. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You can take your seat. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, my story has changed. Praise God. You know, we were here with Ambrose. Ambrose, the young man who got married recently. That something changed in his life. There was a prophetic word here I preached, which was entitled, "The Siege is Over." He said he was struggling with the foundation of forces. Then he had a voice that said, "The siege is over." And he came out, and from that day his life changed. Your life will also has changed also. Your life has also changed. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Let's worship the Lord with what belongs to him through our offerings, through our tithes, through our seed, whatever we have carried to worship God with. Worshiping God with our substance is very important. We are going to start with the tithe. You need a tithe envelope. Put up your hands. Those who are watching online, you can send your offering on those numbers and that bank account and let us know. He said in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 7. Can you put for us that number 7 in Malachi 1, 7 in KJV, in New Living Translation? What does it say? Oh, that you will return back that prayer point. Yeah. You defile them by saying that the altar of the Lord deserves no respect. Continue. What does 6 say? Yes, this verse 6.
The Lord of Heaven's army says to the priest, a son honors his father, and a servant respects his master. If I'm your father and master, where am I honor and respect I deserve? You have shown contempt for my name, but you ask, how have we ever shown contempt for your name? Yeah. So he was telling them that if I'm your father, if I'm your source, where is my honor? He was actually talking to them about tithe. When you read on and up to Malachi 3, you see, he was telling them that if I'm your source, where is my honor? So tithe is for honoring God. Every other offering stands on the foundation of tithe. Very, very important. Put it in KJV. What does KJV say? A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? In Hebrews, the word father means source. If I'm your source, where is my honor? Praise God. Where is my honor? I remember one time I told our women leader, Sister Grace, I said, Grace, I want you to bring your tithe to my office. Don't put your tithe in the basket. I want to make sure you are tithing. Praise God. Because sometimes we can undermine what God wants to do for us because we are not honoring Him. Have you, ever since you began, have you seen any change? You come and tell us. Come and tell us. It is now some time. Tell us how life was like before and what has happened since you began to tithe faithfully. Get for us a mic.
Praise the Lord, church. Thank God.
Amen.
Tithing was a little bit hard for me. Sometimes when I get salary, I begin counting this and that and the other. But each time I get that money, I could not do anything. But since I started, take my tithe, I don't put it here, I take it to Papa's state. And from that, there's a lot which I've experienced. One of them,
before you would not tithe because you thought you had a lot of problems,
yes,
solo fast.
Yes.
And what eventually still what remains in you and could not do.
What I wanted to do.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord. So when I started tithing faithfully without missing, each time I get the first thing which comes in my mind, tithe. It has really helped me to do greater things in the village where I never expected. I was thinking I earned very little, but as I'm talking now, I've done great. Praise the living God. Secondly,
what have you done in the village?
I've established a small farm, which is not easy for an ordinary teacher to do. And everybody is wondering.
Everybody is wondering.
In the village. Praise the living God.
Amen.
Secondly, now since last year, the past year, Dad told me that they are not going to renew my contract. Then Papa told me, just keep on praying and tithing. They sat on my contract and I worked up to October without renewing contract and without leaving the job. And they gave me that contract even for the next coming year, this very October.
Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. That is the power. They tell you, we are not renewing your contract. The contract expires, you keep working, and then eventually they renew it. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise again. So let's get up and we give our tithe. Let's honor the Lord. Let's honor. He says, when we do that, He'll open the windows of heaven and bless us. And never use your tithe for meeting pledges you have given to somebody, for building, you give your seed. You don't give a tithe. You don't just pay school fees with a tithe. You get your own money, you pay with school fees for someone. Why? That is your seed. It will come back to you. Tithe is for honoring the Lord. You don't assign it work. the Lord assigned it his work in the church. You bring it to the house. You send it for that. Amen. Amen. Let's bring other offering baskets so that we can give our offerings. Every offering is a seed. It will get back to you. And let me tell you, church, nothing that you give to God is lost. A seed never dies. Yes, you have a testimony. Okay, come. A seed never dies. As we give our other offerings, let's hear the testimony from our sister Patience. Eh? Yeah, let's hear from Sister Patience what the Lord has done for her through her giving.
Praise the Lord. My name is Patience Nwagawa, a teacher of accounting.
Amen. Amen. She teaches in the university accounting. Yeah.
Okay. Last time, when was it, on Sunday? They told us to give a special seed. So I had come with money in my bag to go and pay the different bills. So something told me you can give the whole of it. I just got whatever I had in my bag and I just put it in the envelope and handed it over. But I want to tell you, the whole of this week, I have been getting money after money. And on top of that, there is someone I've been demanding money for the last, I think, almost 2 years. But on Friday, he paid me a portion and he promised to keep putting on my mobile money until it is done. Really, I thank God for that.
Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So let's, are we done with the offerings? Let's get up and we give our offerings. Let the Lord return it. And let the choir ministers, we give our offering. God bless you.
Things are ready better. And you love God and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, "I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved." It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you. Amen.